Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners out there. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. I am so excited and happy about our show today. If you've wondered what your angels have to say to you, or you're experiencing depression in your life, you've come to the right place because we have a special show in store for you today. And of course, anytime the angels join us, it's always special and always a blessing. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful states of Virginia and California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. And if I can help you to transform your life so that you can heal what needs to be healed and move forward living the life you're meant to live of joy, either through readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, then I would be honored to do that. And you can find me at lovefirst.info, and I'd love to hear from you. Today, I want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Mark Lanehart, who is whooping it up in Las Vegas as we speak. He's out there celebrating March Madness with all his buddies. Mark, you're going to be missed today, but I know you're having a great time. You're going to have to share some of your stories at least with us next week, but we do hope that you come back at least with a little bit of money. And as my economics professor at Pepperdine used to say, Dr. Gertmanian, always take a small loss. And you don't even have to tell us, Mark. We already know you're behaving yourself out there. If you want to learn more about Mark's work, you can find him at marklanehart.com. And if you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us under Facebook at Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And you can also interact with us on social media. You can ask questions, even for our show today. If you've got a question you'd like to send through, go ahead. We'd be happy to take that and bring that live to air. You can also find out about our upcoming shows and send through suggestions of maybe any upcoming guests that you'd like us to have on. And you can listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, YouTube, and iTunes. So if you miss any of our live shows or just simply want to hear it again because it was that good, you can do that on demand at any time on those platforms. And you can also call in live with your questions every week, including today at 202-570-7057. And usually when we say that the angels are going to be here to deliver their messages, undoubtedly we get more than a few calls. So if you've got any questions about your life, any area of your life, your spiritual development, career, finances, pets, anything along those lines, feel free to call, especially if you're feeling depressed in any one of your areas, any area of your life, because that's what the topic of our show is today. We can help with that, and Shamala will be giving out angelic guidance today, which is always a special thing. But before we bring our special guest on, I do want to remind our audience that every month we have an inspired affirmation, and these are affirmations that we use to change our thinking. This month's affirmation is, I am now creating my life exactly as I want it. Without further delay, I am so excited to get the show started. Shamala Ala is an ordained minister from the Universal Life Church located in Modesto, California. She works as a full-time ministerial counselor, professional psychic, angel medium, medical intuitive, and pet psychic. She's clairvoyant and an empath. She receives and delivers messages from angelic spirit guides. And this is effective with issues involving romance, finances, health, internal spiritual growth, and family relations. Other specialized skills that she has include dream interpretation, future forecasting, past life readings, energy healings, karmic readings, medical intuitive readings, animal communication, exorcisms, and house blessings. Currently, Reverend Shamala Ala lives in San Francisco. She lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she answers questions from people all around the world via phone, email, and Skype. So thankful for those platforms that allow us to bring this work worldwide, and so thankful to have our guest on today, Shamala Ala. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Kim. Hello.
Hi. It's so good to have you back. Back by popular demand, the angels seem to strike a chord with everyone, and we always have a fun time when you come on, Shamala. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. The angels are a very important element to all of our lives, even though to most people they are invisible. But someone like myself, a medium, I can connect to your guardian angels and receive information that pertains to any question or any concern that a person has.
And you do a beautiful job of doing that, Shamala. I mean, God only knows I've relied on your guidance from the angels over the years, and you've actually been a beautiful mentor in my life. So thank you for how you've helped me on my path. So talk to us a little bit about the work that you do today and how it is that you support people and how it is you work with them and what it is they come to you for.
Well, one of the main reasons that a person will call me is because they're suffering from one form or other of depression. And it's a really big problem. It's a problem that's growing. And there are many reasons behind, you know, why a person has depression. But one of the main reasons is, you know, a person, an individual, will be disconnected from themselves. They'll be disconnected from their soul or their spirit, or just in more plain terms, they're disconnected from their own healthy emotional center or their own sense of self, and their mindset, their focus is on something that is incorrect. And no matter what situation you're in, if the mental and emotional focus is on something that is incorrect, it can easily bring about depression. And so that's one of the main reasons why a person will call me, and they won't even know why they're depressed. They just know they've been suffering from depression for several months or several weeks or several years. Sometimes a person already saw a psychiatrist or a psychologist, or they've been in therapy and they for some reason just can't seem to get back into gear with feeling, you know, happy or just a sense of normalcy. And so what I do is I will connect to their spiritual guidance, and or I will connect to their mindset. So I also work as an empath, which means I'll connect to the person's mental state. And I will use my vision and my psychic ability to basically suss out, you know, what is the root cause around the depression, and I have to put in a qualifier because I'm not a medical doctor or a licensed therapist. I work as a spiritual healer, but I basically give, you know, explain my opinion or my try to communicate what my vision is showing me to offer to you, and if that makes sense for you and you feel that it can work in your life, then people will apply it, and many times they experience good results.
Yes. Now, that, you know, you touched on something very important that I've actually seen a lot in my own work with clients, is this disconnection from oneself. So what does that mean? We've got 2 minutes before we go to break here, but like, help explain to the audience, what does that mean when someone is disconnected from themselves, and what happens in that process? How is it that depression sets in from that? What does it mean to be disconnected from oneself, and then how does depression set in, or why does it set in because of that?
To be disconnected from oneself means that you're not paying attention to yourself and your own role or your own purpose or your own agenda. One may be preoccupied with somebody else's agenda. So, for example, someone wants, you know, a real quick example is someone may want to buy a house or someone may want a job, and instead of focusing on their own actions on how to attain that, they're preoccupied about how everybody else has a house and they don't. Or how come everyone else has a job and they're getting paid more money than me? See, the focus is displaced from themselves and onto another person. And a lot of times people don't even know they're doing that or don't even realize the start of when they have that mindset. And if they maintain it long enough and form a habit around it, then after a while they start to feel depressed and they don't even realize that that mindset they were carrying was incorrect and started the path of depression for them.
Oh my goodness, that is, yes,
yeah.
That is really important information. So hold that thought. We're going to be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation around depression and also the angelic realm.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Reverend Shamala Allah. Please also make sure that you call in with your questions if you have any for her. This is your time to get some guidance around important areas of your life. And you can call in at 202-570-7057. I also want to make sure that if you would like to learn a little bit more about Shamala's work, you can find her on her website at shamala.com. That's shamalah.com. It's also on our Facebook page. And you can email her at shamalaallah@gmail.com. You can also reach her at 650-719-0097. So, Shamala, before we went to break, we were talking about people being disconnected from themselves and why that is and how that happens. I just came across this quote the other day that I absolutely love. In fact, I put it on the cover of my website, the first page of it. It was from Reed Tracy, who's the CEO of Hay House. And the quote is, "If you think there's something missing in your life, it's probably you." So here we go.
Yeah.
It comes back to you. I thought, my goodness, how fitting is that? Wow. So you're talking about being disconnected from yourself because you're too busy focused on other things outside of you, and one of them is other people. And you gave the really great examples of if you want a house, if you wanted a promotion or increase in pay, and you're focused on how come everybody else has that and I don't. And then what happens is a mindset sets in, and that becomes a part of your thinking.
Yes, an incorrect mindset will creep in, yeah. And it can also happen quite frequently when we go through a relationship breakup. And relationship breakup, some kind of a trauma around a breakup, or someone wanting someone and they can't have them, you know, unrequited love. Obsessive thinking about what it is a person wants and they can't get, and they're constantly chasing it and they're not getting it, and because they're not getting it, then they get sad, and then depression starts to sink in, and they don't realize they're again in this habit of wanting something they can't have. They're in a habit of focusing on another person or another situation that they don't have control over, and it's very difficult to stop. And so what happens is because all of their focus and their life energy, or their emotional and thinking energy is on another person, they start to feel drained. They start to get tired. And then if it happens long enough, then depression sinks in. That's another big problem. And so when a person is lost enough or depressed enough or, I don't know, maybe even desperate enough, then their brain opens up and they think, let me call a spiritual healer. Let me call someone that's kind of thinking outside of the box, and because I can't figure it out, or maybe someone else could see something in me that I can't see. And so someone like me will take a look at their thoughts and their thinking pattern, and their spiritual guided angel will also give information as to where the error is in their thinking process. And so oftentimes, when I do connect to spiritual guidance, I will receive information that has to do with the root of where the error is in their thinking. And a lot of times it has to do with the person focusing on something other than themselves, and they lose a sense of power, or they lose a sense of control of how they can create and direct things in their lives. So if we take the example of someone who has lost someone in a relationship due to a breakup, and oftentimes when it comes to these relationships and breakups, oftentimes a person doesn't really understand why the breakup happened, or they do understand it, but they can't accept it. You know, something that maybe happened very sudden, and they're in a state of shock, and they want to repair it, and they want to fix it, and so forth. And so oftentimes when I receive information from the spiritual guides, it's all about bringing the brain, taking the brain, basically a person took their brain and put it into somebody else's head and somebody else's body is kind of the dynamic. And you take your brain and put it right back into your own head. And then from there we say, what can I do for myself that will help me feel better for me? So right away you're taking the focus off of this other person, or you're taking the focus off of the other people who have better jobs than you, so you say, or better family life, whatever is better than you. So you put it right back into you, and you look at your own current situation, and you think of what can you do to make yourself feel good? What can you do to nurture yourself and take care of yourself so that you can soothe your emotions and help calm your mind down? And it doesn't mean that we go out and go to alcohol and drinks. And my favorite is, you know, I like to go get some dessert. That's my thing. I like to do dessert. But you see, we're not supposed to do these things that are forming addictions. We're supposed to do things.
Dessert is so good. There's something about it.
Yeah, a little bit of chocolate, right? We do something that soothes us. And so if we go about it in a spiritual way, that could mean visualization of certain colors. So sometimes you can visualize a certain color. Gold is good. Silver is good. Or you may know individually what color you need to visualize for yourself that will calm you down. That could be any color. It's really individual. And you do that for some seconds inside your mind. And that will help interrupt the obsessive thinking towards something else outside of yourself that's very destructive, or that will keep the depression going. So visualizing a color helps. Also, sometimes, too, when a person gets exhausted from obsessive thinking or misdirected focus, they get exhausted and they're not able to sleep. And so if you know you're tired and you're exhausted and you can't get to sleep, okay, the focus needs to be, I'm drained, I'm exhausted, I need to focus on how do I get better sleep. So again, we're not focusing on why did he or she dump me. We're not focusing on why does everyone else have money and I don't. We're focusing on things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. And that will almost immediately make the person get some sense of relief from the depression, because immediately the focus is on how to care for their own mind and their own body in a very simple, basic, immediate way.
Yeah, because it ultimately comes back to us, doesn't it? I mean, we're the ones who are responsible for caring for ourselves, but so often in these kinds of traumatic situations or situations that, you know, we find ourselves in with a job or promotion or whatever, we're so focused on that other thing or that other person, and we're not caring for ourselves. We're not caring for ourselves. And that's the thing about the spiritual work, isn't it? It always comes back to us. Right? Gets redirected back to the individual.
Yes. If we're suffering from any kind of depression or problem, ultimately the answer has to do with how we're reacting to it and there's something that we're doing wrong in terms of reacting to the situation that's causing our own emotional mental deficit. It's just a matter of figuring it out, and if you're not able to figure out, then you seek help, whether that's through a spiritual healer or a therapist or your own spiritual practice. You have to be one has to be actively participating in their own care and figuring out how they can become happy again. And sometimes, yeah, it's very difficult to figure out if you're in a habit of that. It can be very hard because the mind is all twisted up. Now, another point I want to bring up is a lot of people suffer from greed. That can be a source of depression, greed.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even realize greed. And greed doesn't always come in the form of, I want more money, I want more money, I want more money. Although oftentimes it can. Greed can come in the form of, you just, whatever it is you do have, it's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Yes.
So that could be, I don't have enough money. I can't tell you how many times a person calls me and they're depressed because they don't have enough money, and yet when I look at it and I hear their angels, I hear the opposite. They have plenty of money. Or they have enough money to do very well in a normal, basic way, and they have, some savings. They're not going to be put in the street. And when I talk to the person about this, they're saying, I have enough money. I mean, I'm satisfied to some degree with my money, but I want more. I want more.
Oh, that notion of I want more. Oh, goodness gracious. We're going to have to talk more about that when we come back in 2 minutes. Stay with us as we continue our conversation with our guests, Shamala Allah and the Angels and Depression. Be back in two.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong. Forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, and our special guest today, Shamala Alla. You can call in live with your questions if you have any, and this is the time to do it because the guidance that comes through from the angels is always powerful and really magnificent. The number 202-570-7057. So Shamala, before we went to break, we were talking about the topic of greed and never being enough. And it's so interesting that you say that because I've seen that in the work that I've been doing with clients too. And I was starting to see a lot of men coming in. Not that they were being greedy, but that they were what they had in their lives was never enough. They needed to work more, to make more, to be more, to have more. And the notion of more was top of mind. Now, I don't know if this may be more prevalent in big cities, you know, like Los Angeles, where you see a lot of money and stuff, but nonetheless, I've noticed that quite a bit in my my own work. And like you said, it doesn't necessarily need to be around money, but it can be that they don't feel that they are enough in this world, that can actually stem from their upbringing, too, their upbringing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of scenarios as to what would contribute to a person's sense of lack in their lives, or they have this pressure, and it could be from our, you know, American society or a fast-paced big city where, you know, you have this level and you got to get to the next level, and then you got that level and you got to the next level, and then it just never ends. And then a person becomes very exhausted, and because they're so busy trying to get to this next level or have more, then the brain and the thinking starts to get distorted in a sense, well, if I want more and I can't get more, then what I do have, it kind of seems like nothing. And then the person can start spiraling down into depression. And so, see, right there, the perception gets distorted. How do we know it gets distorted? Because the physical body tells us so. We start getting depressed. We start getting sad. Mm-hmm. We start feeling lonely. And it's like, what's going on? You have a family. There's friends. There's people. And yet the person feels lonely because inside of their brain, because they don't have this next level thing of more of whatever it is they're trying to get inside of their head, you know, what they do have is like zero. So what is the remedy for that? Okay. The remedy is to change the perception. And what do you change the perception to? Well, it's going to be a little different for each person, but what you want to do is work your way back into a sense of gratitude. And that may be like, hey, I may not be at the next level, but that's okay. I'm at a very good level. How do I know? I'm paid well, or I have a support system of people around me at work that are good. I can't tell you how many times when I talk to someone on the phone and they're depressed because they feel like they have nothing, the whole message from their angels, they start to show me pictures and visions and give me feelings and thoughts of what it is they do have. And it becomes a session of just reminding them how much they have, how much of a blessing they do have. Health, family, some friends, they have a car. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of simple things. And once they're reminded of that, then they start to get a sense of relief. And so it's just kind of redirecting the mind to a more of a sense of a realistic reality to help, you know, get the person centered in that they do have a lot and they can progress. We all want to progress. However, you know, sometimes, you know, if a person has spent 25 years progressing, there's going to be a natural leveling off at some point. In a way where, you know, the body needs to rest, the brain needs to rest from climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. Because it's not natural with any situation for it to keep going up, 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 up. There's got to be a down sometimes or a leveling off. And So sometimes what happens is a person will suffer depression because they spent the last 25 years of their career going up, 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 or in life things were going their way, up, 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 and then all of a sudden it's not going up anymore. It's just leveling off, and then they start to get depressed. And then I got to say, hey, yeah, this is the natural ebb and flow of life. You've had it really good for 25 years, so enjoy it and rest. You don't have to go anywhere. Just enjoy what you have. Or things are going down a little bit. Okay, this is part of life. You know, kind of bring the person back home into a more realistic sense of, you know, perspective about the whole of their life. And lots of times people get depressed because they have incorrect expectations and incorrect perceptions of what they think life is supposed to offer them. I blame Hollywood for that.
Oh, isn't that the truth, Shamala? I mean, it is, yeah, unbelievable. I mean, when we look at, let's just take a look at the Oscars that recently happened, right? And these celebrities are strolling down the red carpets in their million-dollar jewels, and they're posing with all their sexy poses and smiles, and everybody is, you know, oh, who's this person coming with as their date? What is that person wearing? And, you know, who are they dating now? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah. That's one aspect of Hollywood that I'm talking about anyway. And having worked
well,
in
no,
Hollywood,
yeah. Or,
I understand or, that for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of, you know, people, different kinds of, I don't know what you would call them, but we hear a lot of people say, hey, you can have it all in life. You can have it all.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you're going to talk to me, I'm going to say, no, you can't have it all in life. You can't. That, because that's the reality. No matter how much you want in life and you think you can have it all, do you really have it all? No one ever really has it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and
right.
So just you can try to go for that, and then if people try to go for that, and then they say, gosh, I just can't seem to get it all. Well, yeah, because no one has it all in terms of the perspective the person's carrying, you know, it's probably unrealistic in a lot of ways.
Well,
you
and
know,
not only that.
Barometer of having it all. What is that barometer? What does that mean? How does one define? Yeah.
Not only that, but having it all, I mean, happiness is going to start from within you, period, end of story. It doesn't matter what you have around you. You know, that it really starts from within. So if you go out and get that Ferrari and the job promotion and the boyfriend or girlfriend that you want, if you don't have the happiness within you already, that's not going to do it. And so like you said, it's a misperception of what that means. But I love how you bring up gratitude, because gratitude is so important, because so many people, like you said, let's say they spend 25 years of moving up and progressing, so to speak, they didn't stop to even acknowledge what it is they've already achieved and accomplished. They just keep going as if nothing happened.
Yeah, not appreciating a lot of the accomplishments they've had, and they're not able to take the time to just enjoy where they're at, and so they lose sight of a lot of the blessings that they do have. And lots of times, once in a while I will come across a client who will be very depressed, and when I look at it, they actually do have it all. Once in a while, it's very rare, but and what I mean by having it all is means they have a good husband or wife, a spouse, a partner. They have a home, a car, they have all the material needs. They have the education. Their kids are healthy. You see, they have it's all there. So I don't really know what to talk about, and yet the person feels depressed. And they don't know why, okay? And so sometimes when we do have it all, that can be, you know, the person may not feel that there's a sense of purpose. They kind of don't know what
mm-hmm,
to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is their purpose? What do they mm-hmm. what did they do? And there's not like a sense of growth. So sometimes when people do have it all together around them and they still feel depressed and they don't know why, because that's so crazy, they should be happy, but they're not, then, yeah, they have to start looking at themselves and start looking at, you know, what is my purpose? And so a psychic or a spiritual healer doesn't have to tell you what your purpose is. You have to figure that out, okay? And what is mm-hmm, the question mm-hmm. you ask yourself to find your purpose? The question you ask yourself to find your purpose is, how do I contribute to humanity?
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Bingo. End of story
that's
right
what you
there.
Ask
that's
yourself.
Right. Right?
And
why,
how do I contribute
why,
to
now,
humanity?
That's not the question. That's not the question people are going to be asking. So why is that? Most people, anyways, I just say most people don't think of themselves or think of that being purposeful or important. So why is that an important question?
It's important because a lot of times people who have everything and they think they're supposed to be happy and they're not happy is because they're feeling disconnected to a greater purpose to offer humanity. Sometimes their usefulness has expired, maybe within their family, or they feel it's expired. You know, there's nothing to do. They need a challenge. They need to contribute or mm-hmm. connect to other people that need their help or support in some way. And they need to make it bigger outside of themselves and outside of the immediate people around them and decide, what can I do to help humanity? And if they don't know the answer to that, then they can pick something. They pick something. Go to all those nonprofit organizations and call them and say, hey, tell me what you need help with and I'll do it. Pick something. There's plenty to choose from.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we'll be back in 2 minutes, our last break of the show, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Shamala Allah, as we talk about the angels and the subject of depression and also the subject of happiness. So, Shamala, before we went to break, we were talking about all kinds of important things. The last thing we left off is asking yourself what you can do to contribute to humanity. Now, let me ask you this. You said that the angels have said that this is a growing epidemic, depression. Why is that? And I also want to get their perspective on medication for depression.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the reason why depression is on the rise is because people essentially are moving too fast. and they're moving too fast. They're trying to do too many things at once. They're trying to accomplish many different goals at once, and things become too hard and scattered. And they have a misdirected thinking outside of themselves and onto other situations that they don't have control over. But when we're in a fast-paced society where, you know, things have to be done quickly, or the person feels pressured to have to do things quickly, it becomes basically an information overload for the brain and for the body, and the brain and the body is pulled in all different directions at once. So, you know.
Yes.
That's a real short answer.
It is a short answer, but it's an important one. It's kind of funny as I hear it, because I know in a recent conversation you and I had, you asked me how I was doing. I said, Shamala, I'm trying to do too much at once. I got to slow down. So,
that's a big problem.
Yeah, and that is a big problem. I can attest to that myself. I've done it many times in my own life. But now the difference is I have the awareness, because I realize that, you know what, I've got to stop and slow down and not do everything at once. And I will say this, Shamala, I believe that I have that awareness now because you have told me that many times before. In the readings that we've done together, you've told me that. And that is the beautiful thing. That's what I'll say about your readings. Very practical information. So Shamala has a wonderful way of reeling you back in. When you've gone out too far and things get chaotic, she does a really good job of slowly wheeling you back in so that you can get centered again. And not only that, but I think the angels have a beautiful way of breaking through the clutter and getting through the basic information that's needed, right?
Yeah, it's redirecting the mind into a proper perspective, and I hear what the angels have to say around that and communicate that to you. And 9 times out of 10, the angels and spirit guides will tell clients or people, choose one or two things in your life to focus on. I mean, already it's a lot if someone is working full time and they have a family, and then you got to clean the house and cook and sleep and take a shower. I mean, the basic activities of living take up, what, you know, 75%, just living takes up 75% of your time, right? So then the other 25% is choose one, maybe two, other things that you feel you want to do or accomplish. Don't do much more than that, because then it's too much. And then you get depressed as, why can't I do it all? Why can't I have it all? Because it's not a realistic way of thinking. The way you want to go about it is, how can I enjoy my life? How can I best do that? And it may be not doing anything except you go to work and you relax. So that's sometimes people's lot in life, and that's okay. That means they have pretty good karma. But you know, around medication, okay, I get that question a lot. A person will say, should I take medication for my depression, or I'm going to see a psychiatrist, or the doctor wants to give me these medications and I don't want to take medications, you know. Well, usually I will not get information as to whether or not a person should or should not take medication, because I would be putting myself into some big legal difficulties. I'm not qualified to answer that question, and the angels know that. They don't want me to get in trouble. But what can happen is, the person may take medications and find that it is not useful to them. Now, if the person finds out so I won't usually answer that question at all. The way it'll come through is, if you find that after you've taken medication for a while and that does not seem to work, then you may want to try these other ideas that are suggested from the spiritual guides. And it's variable. I mean, sometimes it's a change in diet. Sometimes it's pointing out sleep and rest the person's not getting enough of. Sometimes there's visual exercises. Usually it's imagining certain colors for some seconds. Anytime the person feels a thought or overwhelming feeling coming on that's depressing or sad or angry, and they know it's coming from that loop of trapped thinking, of obsessive thinking that's incorrect, then the angel or the guide will suggest a certain color visualization just for some seconds every time that comes through. And the person may need to utilize that visualization 50 or 60 times a day, and usually if they do that each day, the obsessive thinking or the incorrect thinking starts to fade out, and they start to get their energy back. They start to feel normalized again. And it's just a way of helping to retrain the brain into a more correct focus, because a person forgets that 6 months ago, you know, for 6 months they've been training their brain to think incorrectly, and they were the cause of their own depression due to incorrect thinking. And they've spent a long time training the brain to do that. So now they got to untrain the brain, or not even untrain it, but train it into something else. And it takes time and repetition, usually. So, you know, medications, you know, sometimes that might be needed. That would have to come from a different type of a professional. But if they come to me or someone like you, you know, I'll get the spiritual perspective. Or if I say spiritual and a person doesn't understand, you know, what is spiritual? Okay, instead of saying spiritual, emotions. Emotions equals spiritual. Mm-hmm. Spiritual equals emotions. And what is that? It's how we are emotionally processing our existence in the world dictates how we are developing ourselves as human beings. And that's tied directly to your soul and tied to your karma. The overall checks and balances of what are you doing, what are you receiving, what are you causing, what are you affecting, what is happening, and how are you moving through existence? And most people want to evolve. I recommend we all evolve. However, if it's not correct,
that's a good recommendation.
And that
is,
and if it's not correct, and it's, you can start to de-evolve, you can start to go down depression. Or some people like to de-evolve. They like to be depressed. They like to be in darkness. And for people like that,
they're not happy until they're unhappy. Yeah.
Right. And so there are people that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got a question that's come in. So Andy says hello, and he sends his love today, and he's got a question for you. He would like to know how do you work through the stresses of that come from being overwhelmed from your to-do list at work? This is work-related. So when you have a lot going on, we just talked about this too, funny enough, right? All these being pulled in so many different directions, how do you move through that stressful period of being overwhelmed from all of the things on your to-do list?
Well, this is a matter of communication. So the to-do list will usually not change. The to-do list is what you have to do. And you go in the order of priority, which is the number one on your to-do list. If you don't know what the number one on the to-do list is, then you have to sit down and spend a few minutes figuring out what's number one and what's number two. I mean, if you can't prioritize everything on your to-do list, then you just pick number one and number two, and you do number one, and you stick with it. Now, everyone's going to say, oh, but I need this done and that done. That's a matter of communication. You have to communicate to people that this is what I'm able to do right now, so you'll have to wait. A lot of people don't have courage to communicate the truth, which is, I have many things on my to-do list, but there's only so much I can do in a given amount of time. There's only so much energy. And for some reason, our American society, especially, you know, different corporate companies, they don't understand that concept, and they keep trying to beat nature or outwit nature, and it never works. It always leads to depression, burnout, or a collapse of someone's success or everything's disorganized and nothing gets moved ahead and they don't know why. And it's because they don't want to go at a certain pace that's normal. And so how do you accomplish all the things on your to-do list? You go one at a time and you go at a very even pace. You don't go too fast, you don't go too slow, you go normal. And lots of times, too, if you go too fast on your to-do list, people change their mind anyway about a bunch of stuff, and then the whole to-do list changes anyway. So you found that, you know, you didn't get anything done because everybody's changed their mind about something. So that's my answer to that, is you stand your ground and you just simply communicate, I'm sorry I didn't get that done, but I'll get it done when I'm able to. And you say that a few times, and people usually back off. Now, if it's a supervisor or a boss, you say the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. It does take a little bit of courage for that. I can definitely see that, having spent some time in the corporate world myself and having remembered, quite honestly, my last boss, who wanted everything done right now and yesterday. And that's the end of our show. My goodness. I was just going to say,
oh, what happened?
Here,
it ended already?
It ended already.
Wow, that's bad.
You see, this topic, the angels had a lot to say, and this is a much-needed topic of discussion, and I just want to thank you, Shamala, for being with us and sharing your wisdom and the guidance that you have for everybody to live a happier life. We'll be back next week, this time, same place. Until then, be kind, as Mark says, and as I say, always come from a place of love. Namaste.